You're playing slow, so we're playing through. Hosted by Bob Ballew and Carl Mickelson.
Stole my line.
I think it's catchy.
Yeah, I like it.
I see it on a bumper sticker.
I like it on a bumper sticker. That sounds good. We'll have to get that going.
Coming to an impulse buy station near you.
Welcome inside Playing Through. I am Bob Ballew.
I'm Carl Mickelson.
Carl, it is a pleasure to debut this show with you this morning on a gorgeous Saturday morning here in Austin, Texas.
Only thing better would be if we had a tea time in about 30, 45 minutes.
Yeah, we need to get on that. We need to start scheduling tea times for like 8:15 so we can get out of here, get there, and go.
Appointment golf.
And play fast.
And play fast.
We got a lot of things to get to this morning.
Yes, sir.
Don't forget to hit us up here at the show. It's 512-447-3776. You can hit us up on the Specs text line as well, 512-337-3776. Stream us live on the Horn app or at hornfm.com. And Carl, we are in a wonderful time to debut a show because of what is going on here in Austin next week. The World Golf Championships Dell Technologies Match Play begins. The players we assume will be getting here this weekend. A lot of them will play on Monday, play some practice rounds Monday and Tuesday. Some of them will just walk the course. I know Jason Day has done that in the past where he will just kind of mosey around for nine holes, not really hit a whole lot of shots, and then Wednesday it gets going.
And I would say that's an underrated time to come out and watch the golf. I love Monday, Tuesday, to see these guys process and watch them play and play casually in shorts now and just play for money games sometimes. That's one, as a spectator, that's some of the best times. So Austin is going to be the center of the golfing universe. If you can't get excited about 64 of the 66 top players in golf, you might not be a golfer.
Yeah, the Dell Technologies Match Play releases this yesterday. The deadline was 4 o'clock yesterday for these guys to officially commit, and we've got 64 of the top 66 players in the world. The only two that aren't coming to Austin this year, number 8 in the world, Ricky Fowler, and number 29, Adam Scott. Ricky Fowler and Adam Scott, the only two players in the top 66 that won't be here. And that's really interesting for a lot of reasons. Number one, there's a guy that has not played in Austin that I think everyone is going to be really excited to see, Henrik Stenson.
Is that the guy?
Is that the guy?
I'm excited for him.
Well, yeah, it'll be great to see Henrik.
Give him a little love.
There may be another guy, too, that people haven't seen. Tiger Woods, of course, will make his debut in Austin this week. And, I think Monday that'll be really interesting to see how these crowds – usually you're following these guys around. I remember in the first year, it was either Monday or Tuesday, Jimmy Walker, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, and Ricky Fowler played 18 holes, and it was a bit, that like they do in pre-rounds where they have fun money game type stuff. And the crowds following that group were incredible. It's going to be interesting to see who follows a group like that and who just wants to go get within 6 feet of Tiger Woods.
Tiger crowds are different crowds. You've covered a lot of sports, Bob. Have you witnessed Tiger Mania up close?
I have not. No, I was actually thinking about this week. This is the first time I will see Tiger Woods in person. I went to the Masters in 2016. He didn't play then.
That's right.
And there were a few other tournaments I've been to, Byron Nelson's, things like that. I've never seen Tiger Woods in person. I think it's going to be neat for everyone that has an opportunity to go out to Austin Country Club this week and take a look and see exactly what it's all about, just because you've never seen it in person.
Right.
When I was in San Antonio, I covered the NBA. And I'll never forget, for some reason, this is, I never really get starstruck.
Right.
And I'll never forget, the Lakers had a shoot around, and it was just a random Tuesday in the middle of the season. And Kobe Bryant did an interview before, in the morning shoot around. And there were three reporters and three photographers there, and I was one of the reporters. And I'll just never forget standing there going, we're around these guys all the time, these NBA guys, whatever. I'm standing next to Kobe Bryant asking him questions. Like, this is weird.
Right.
And I feel like that's what it'll be like with Tiger Woods. Just this, it's not because I'm, infatuated with Tiger Woods by any means. It's just the aura of what he brings to a golf tournament.
Oh, there's no question. And this is a great opportunity to get up close. I think the great thing about seeing live golf is it's very intimate. You're not on the 27th row. You're not in the nosebleeds. You can get really, really close to these guys now. Tiger brings a completely different energy. I think you're gonna get a little rock and roll show environment at Austin Country Club. It's going to be something new and something different for this crowd. I think unused tickets is not going to be an issue this week. I think there's my phone's been blowing up. Can I get tickets and how? And Tiger up close. I mean, just one, his game is back.
Yeah.
Swing looks different, but swing looks really, really good. He looks healthy. He looks powerful. I think he can contend. I think that's the thing. He's not by any means a ceremonial or appearance player. I think Tiger's here to compete and win, and I think he's got a good chance. I'm looking right here. He's ranked 13th in the world right now. So,
and you think about what happened at the PGA Championship last year, and you mm-hmm. saw those crowds mm-hmm. that were overwhelming. I mean, Rory McIlroy even said, I've never seen anything like this. That won't be what happens here. And that's maybe the best part of the Dell Technologies match play. These guys, you are as intimate as you can possibly be. There aren't, like you said, 27 rows deep and that kind of stuff. That doesn't happen here. They only sell a certain amount of tickets. The golf course is pretty, you know, enclosed with the lake and with, you know, the neighborhood and everything that's right there. So it will be, you will be very intimate. You can have the opportunity to be walking, whether, you know, wherever you are on the course, to have an opportunity to get kind of up close with Tiger.
Oh, no question. It's a fantastic opportunity. I think he's going to play well. I'm anxious to see what the draws are, who he's going to draw match and what his pod will be. We got to start. I was the first to say pod this week, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good. That's good. Yeah, I love it. We'll have a lot of pod discussions.
There's going to be a lot of pod discussions. Get used to it.
Yeah, that's that is one of the things this year. You know, in the past, the Dell Match Play has had a Monday bracket reveal downtown at Hotel Van Zandt with the whole setup and the crowds there, and Jordan Spieth and Tom Kite and Ben Crenshaw and, you know, all these Colt McCoy, all these Austin celebrities come in and they do the reveal. This year, they aren't doing that for the first time in 4 years. They're actually just going to do it back in Orlando, have the normal bracket reveal, and then they're going to have a few players available at Austin Country Club for us to talk to about that, and then go from there. But regardless, even if they're not having the party, it's always fun to see these matchups. You know, last year Jordan Spieth and Patrick Reed were in the same pod. I'll continue to say pod. Say it like a very sophisticated man. A pod. But Spieth and Reed were in the same bracket, and it came down to those two playing each other on Friday for a spot to move on, and Reed beat them 2-1 on 17. And those things, I think everybody gets really excited to see who's gonna. And you and I were talking about this. You go through the top 66 players in the world. There aren't many you won't recognize. I mean, this field is as good as it gets. Across the PGA Tour for 66 guys or 64 guys of the top 66 in one setting.
We are in a rich time of really talented stars and guys that just go deep. I mean, if you've got a favorite player, he's probably getting into town tomorrow. It's going to be here this week. So it's star-studded. I mean, it is really from major winners to guys who are really making their mark on the tour, up and coming guys and established players, and guys like Phil and Tiger, and our man Jim Furyk, who snuck in. So all age groups represented, all talent, you know, all flags too. So
and you go look at the Valspar right now. The top 10 guys, the top 10 players right now at the Valspar. Paul Casey, who won the tournament last year, leads right now at 6 under, tied with Austin Cook atop the standings. Dustin Johnson's in the top 10, and John Rahm in the top 10. I mean, those guys certainly always play well. Interesting to see two Longhorns are in the field at the Valspar if you're looking for somebody to root for this weekend. Kramer Hickok, Plano, Texas native outside of Dallas that played at Texas beginning in 2011. He's tied for ninth. He's playing some really good golf right now. And Dylan Fratelli also made the cut. That is one thing about the Dell match play this year, though. You know, last year we had Johnny Vegas and Dylan Fratelli and Jordan Spieth. This year, there's only one Longhorn. That's Jordan Spieth. He's ranked 30th. That's it. They're the only ones. Jordan's the only one to make the cut in the field this year. So there won't be the Longhorn presence that there's been in the past. But back to my point, you know, you see these guys in the top 10. There's Luke Donald's back in the top 10. You talk about a guy who was number one in the world, fell all the way down and came back up. But there were a lot of guys eager to get to Austin. That's what I always like to look at the week before the tournament. Listen to this list of Valspar cuts. This week, Patrick Reed, Tyrell Hatton, Webb Simpson, Brandon Grace, Charles Howell III, Chucky Three Sticks, Jason Day, Keegan Bradley, and Gary Woodland all made their way from Tampa, all missed the cut in Tampa, so they will be here. I mean, they had to get to Austin.
Right.
Everybody wants to get to Austin, so
might
figure
as well get here early.
Yeah, let's miss the cut. Don't have to worry about it. Take my time and get to Austin.
Well, you want Jason Day playing well and Patrick Reed playing well. I think golf's better when you've got those characters in the mix. And I think that's where we are. We touched on this before we went on, is right now you don't have anybody with any injuries in the top 30, 40 guys. So I think, you know, we can peek ahead to the Masters a little bit once we get here to Valspar week. And that's what's great about the Florida Swing, whether you love the golf courses or, you know, whether you pay close attention or not, is you see the international players come over and you get a real indicator of how these guys are going to do leading into the Masters. So no guarantee, but you start to see who's playing well right now on a global scale that you kind of don't see on the California Swing as well. Yeah.
So Carl and I, very excited to start this show playing through, and we have obviously tons more to get to today. Dale Morgan from Austin Country Club is going to join us to give us a little preview of the course, how conditions are, and maybe give us a pick or two on his front. Joe Ogilvie, former PGA Tour player, is going to join us as well to give us a few stories behind the curtains, give us maybe some of the locker room stories that we miss, and then and we'll go from there. But Carl and I did want to introduce ourselves a little bit as we're 12 minutes into the show and we haven't even talked about anything that's going on and why we wanted to do this. And we're so excited that, you know, Dell Match Play's here and what's going on in golf that we just briefly wanted to introduce ourselves. So, Carl, I'll let you begin and just kind of your path in golf, where you've been, what you're doing, and why you wanted to be a part of this.
You know, well, I've got a healthy self-esteem. I know I wasn't your first choice for this show, but I'm okay with it. I'm glad to be here. But no, I've been in the golf industry since 1993, believe it or not, and been fortunate to be a writer, editor, media professional, and work with some great people in the game. And I've always loved telling the stories of golf in general, but particularly here in Texas, here in the state of Texas. I think there's a rich thing going on there. Next week, Austin Country Club is going to be the center of the golfing universe, and I think there's going to be some really cool and rich stories we're going to be able to tell. So I'm excited about that. But no, I've just been a golf guy. Just been in the golf industry for what is that? 20 close to 25 years? Yeah, more. Yeah,
20 years. Yeah, don't get 20-ish. Too deep into that.
So yeah, but no, it's been a lot of fun. I've been really fortunate. Been just passionate guy. So when you guys reached out, I jumped at the opportunity to join you and talk about golf.
Your handicap is?
It's 12.
You said that with a question mark.
Why not? Yeah, I had
it's 12. Well,
17 was a great year for me. I played a lot of golf. 18, I slowed down. I think I was in single digits in rounds last year. So we're going to we've turned that around. So yeah, we're already trending better. But yeah, so that's where it is, and that's where we are. But
it's love it
enough to have fun. But enough to get in a lot of trouble too.
So my history is very different than yours. I've not really grown up. I grew up in the game. I played golf growing up, and would watch golf on Sundays with my dad and loved it. I've always loved the sport. I've never really been that good at it. And until the last few years where I've kind of started to play more golf. Mm-hmm. It was probably about 4 or 5 years ago that I really started taking it more seriously. I think for a long time I was just frustrated that I wasn't good and couldn't figure out why. And then you realize that you actually have to practice.
Right.
Unless you're Bruce Litsky.
Right.
Otherwise, you don't. You know, Bruce Litsky never practiced. He just played.
I love the Bruce Litsky reference.
Yeah. Get going on early on a Saturday morning.
I love it.
Jordan Spieth, kind of the same thing. Jordan has said before to juniors, get out and play. Don't. It's not all about practice. You need to go play, and you need to play for things that are important, because the pressure that you can put on yourself on the golf course, you can sit on the range and hit whatever shot you want to any day. But that's kind of where it goes with that. So I'm an 8.9 right now.
Beautiful.
I was a 7.7, and then I had a daughter, and it's slowly climbing back up.
Careful.
It's really bizarre how that works. Yeah, it's all her fault. Certainly not mine, because, you know, obviously that's not the way that works. But anyway, so you know, my love for golf continues to grow, and I think that's really exciting why you and I wanted to start this show and why we wanted to be a part of this is our love for golf and our love for the entertainment side of golf, not just, we're not going to sit here every morning and talk about you need a stiff shaft or an extra stiff shaft or that. We'll get into some of that stuff as we go, but certainly this is going to be way more entertaining than it is, physical and mental tips in golf.
It's a game after all, you know, and that's the best part of it is enjoying it with friends, having laughs, and we're not going to make the tour. Precious little time. I'm not making the Champions Tour. Yeah, no, okay. I guarantee you I'm not. So it's got to be fun. You have to do it for fun. So the days of throwing clubs and cursing and stomping and all of that are long gone. And so that's one thing I've come around is it's fun.
It is.
That's the bottom line is you have to do it for enjoyment, and that's what we're here for.
And that's the biggest part of the mental aspect of it, I think, Carl, is you have to go into this having fun. You have to go play golf to have fun, not to, to take everything so seriously. All right, we're going to take a break. Going up next on the other side, Dale Morgan of Austin Country Club joins us. Dale, we will talk a little bit about the Dell match play that's coming up next week and get his take on the course, the shape it's in, and maybe get a few picks from him as well. You're listening to Playing Through with Carl Mickelson and Bob Ballew.
Everything I had, starting over from scratch.
You're playing slow, so we're playing through. Hosted by Bob Ballew and Carl Mickelson.
Stop playing slow. Let's go.
Are going to doubt, are there?
Let's go.
That's not.
No tour players play slow.
That's not a call out, right?
No, and especially if that particular individual is already here, we don't want to mention that.
No, that's not.
No. He doesn't care anyway. It doesn't really matter. Nope. Welcome back to Playing Through. I am Bob Ballew. He is Carl Mickelson.
Yes, sir.
You were going to say it. You can say your name. I don't have to.
You said it.
Okay.
You're a professional broadcast. You said it way better than I ever can, ever have.
Real quick, we want to hit the specs text line, 512-337-3776. 512-337-3776. Our guy CB with an interesting stat this morning. LeBron James is going to miss the playoffs for the first time since 2005. In 2005, Tiger Woods won the Masters and the Open Championship, and Phil Mickelson won the PGA Championship.
Juicy stuff, if you believe in that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. I like the karma of it.
Yeah.
I did like this text too. Tiger Fever is interesting. It's like a stampede as he travels the course. If you're sitting near a fairway watching someone else, all of a sudden there's a tsunami of people pushing you. I love that. There's a tsunami of people pushing. That's
well said.
Yeah.
He's got
really
a little lyrical quality to that text there. That's good stuff.
All right. Let's get to the phones and let's talk to our main man this week, Dale Morgan of Austin Country Club, the head golf pro out there. Dale, one of our questions on the specs text line. I know you're not necessarily a chief meteorologist. I don't know, maybe in your past life you were, but someone asked, is weather going to be a factor? There's rain in the forecast for next weekend. Why don't you put your magic touches on that and just make the rain go away?
Well, good morning, guys. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I love starting out as a meteorologist. No question about that. Of all the things I think I am sometimes, I think meteorology is one of the things I probably should have studied a little bit more out here. It's funny. Who knows what's going to happen? We've had some interesting weather. Moving this thing back a week later, we thought, maybe we would be fortunate enough to miss some of that cool weather and some of the wind changes and things like that. But looks like we may still get some of that, and looks like we may have just a little bit of rain. I don't think it's going to be too terribly bad, but maybe a little bit of rain next weekend. So, we'll just batten down the hatches, get ready for it, and we'll be prepared if that happens.
Dale, can you give us a sneak peek on the conditions of the golf course? They look beautiful as you're driving by, driving across the Pennybacker Bridge. Are we feeling lush or firm and fast? What give us a preview of the conditions of the golf course?
Well, the way the tour likes to manicure a golf course, they like to get it lush first, and then they like to get it firm and fast that week before the event itself. And then the week of the event, they like to keep it as firm and fast as they can. So we've had the tour agronomist in with us all last week, and he's very, very happy with the golf course. Robbie Stringer, our superintendent, and his crew have done a phenomenal job getting this golf course ready. It's been kind of a weird winter year, as you guys know. Here in Austin, we've had a lot of rain, not so much cold weather, but kind of a roller coaster of cold weather, warm weather, that type of thing. But I was out on the golf course yesterday, walked just about every hole, and, I mean, it's incredible. The fairways are just immaculate right now. The greens are getting faster every day. So I think we're going to have a good test for these guys when they come rolling in here over the next couple of days.
Dale, this is the fourth year that the Dell Match plays at Austin Country Club, and I know you guys are proud of everything that goes on with it. I have a question about your interest in Tiger Woods this year, just because obviously we haven't seen him here. But as many of these guys as you've been around since the start of this thing in 2016, has there been more anticipation for anything? Do you think year one with all the excitement that was going on was bigger, or do you think Tiger coming this year is, in your mind, bigger and what you're looking forward to?
That's a great question. And as somebody said, I don't know who said it, but somebody said, Tiger doesn't move the needle. Tiger is the needle. And to some extent, that is correct. You know, when he's planning an event, the excitement, not only for the facility, but for the city, for the amount of viewers that are going to be watching on television. You get people watching golf that don't normally watch golf. So year one was phenomenal. Jordan was on a height. We were excited about having him here. And it was a great event. So I think this year will be the same type of event. I think you'll feel the buzz around here already with Tiger coming. I think this is a good golf course for him. He doesn't have to hit a lot of drivers on this golf course, so he can maneuver himself around pretty good. Hit a lot of irons, fairway woods, things like that. And again, you know, this is a unique event. He's not necessarily playing the golf course. He's playing the individual and trying to get to Saturday and Sunday. So, yeah, we're excited and the buzz is here. But we're really excited about the fact that we've got 66 really, really good players out of the top 64. We wish Ricky and Adam were coming, but we understand they have other commitments. Well, we're tremendously happy about what we've got and who's coming.
Maybe that needs to be our tip of the week. You can put the driver away every now and then, hit irons and fairway woods. It's okay to do that, right?
It is okay to do that.
That's a very good point. You know, we're living in the bombers era of professional golf, Dale, but Austin Country Club's a very strategic course. Where in your mind do the matches ratchet up? What's the pivotal point down that back nine stretch where the match really ratchets up and you got to pay attention and you can see it swing one way or the other?
Well, I think, you know, when you start down hole number 12, I think that's where it all starts. You got 12, 13, and 14. And
on the water.
13, yeah, all the water. You've got all the water down there. And 13 with a drivable par 4 and the excitement that hole brings into the event itself. You know, it's funny that if you look at the three past winners, you look at Jason Day, you look at Dustin Johnson, you look at Bubba Watson, they're all three pretty much bombers. So we talk about, you know, how this is more of a maneuverable type golf course. You don't have to hit a lot of drivers, but yet these guys who hit it so far have done really well here. John Rahm being, you know, one of them, got beat by Dustin Johnson on the 18th hole in year two. But it'll be interesting to see how they play 12, 13, 14, and 15. And then after that, then they kind of have to get back into maneuvering themselves through some trees and on through to 18. You know, it's funny, we've seen the matches, I think, end on 16. We've seen the matches go all the way to 18. So who knows what's going to happen. This is one of those kind of golf courses. Pete Dye is diabolical in designing golf courses. We saw that last week at the Players' Championship, and this golf course was built about the same time as the Players' Championship at TPC Sawgrass was built. And, you know, they have a lot of same characteristics in the movement of the green. So golf really starts at Austin Country Club when you get to the green. That's really where it starts, and it'll test the best players in the world.
Now, certainly when you have the 64 of the top 66 players in the world, you know, your champion is going to be someone for pretty much 94, 95% of the field that you're going to know. The three champions here in Austin so far, Jason Day won it the first year. Dustin Johnson beats John Rahm in a classic. He was 5-up, and Rahm almost came all the way back and beat him. And DJ beat Rahm on 18. And then, of course, last year, Bubba Watson beat Kevin Kisner. As we go into this year, Dale, who are you taking to be here on Sunday and win this whole thing?
Well, I think Bob asked me that question earlier this year. I think I told him Dustin Johnson was probably my pick. He's played so well, and he's so good with his wedges. He's worked so hard on his short game. He's definitely got to be a favorite of mine. You know, and he's just got everything it takes to win a golf tournament. I think, you know, when you're playing match play, there's some intimidating factor. So you got to throw Tiger in the mix. He's still as intimidating as he ever was from the standpoint of standing up there. And this being his first time to play match play in quite a while, you know, he's won this event three times. He's the all-time leader with World Golf Championships in 18, I believe. You know, he's kind of the guy to beat. So, you know, you got to throw Tiger in there. And then, you know, what about a guy, you know, like Justin Rose he's been the number one player in the world. He's back. I think he's going to be a definitely a threat for everybody here, too. So, man, I'm just so excited about having all these guys here. We want to put a great show on for them and put a great show on for the city of Austin.
Hey, Dale, you left out Brooks Koepka, Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, Bryson DeChambeau, Francesco Molinari, Xander Schauffele. I mean, this list, it's just, you just look at it, it's incredible. Stacked. I mean, it really is. It's incredible.
It is. That's what's so amazing about a World Golf Championship. You know, you think about, they talk about, every tournament talks about, you know, the how strong the field is, but when you start looking at the fields for World Golf Championships, you know, it is the best players in the world, and you've got every one of them here, so it's going to be a great event, and it'll be some wonderful entertainment for everybody, and we're just so excited to once again host it, and we look forward to having the guys.
Dale, congratulations on making this thing happen for another year. I know you guys work really hard to get the course and the facilities in shape for these guys, and congratulations to you. We look forward to seeing you out at Austin Country Club this week as we get set for the 2019 Dell Technologies Match Play.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Good luck with your show, and I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. We'll do it again soon. Dale Morgan, the head golf pro out at Austin Country Club, as they get set for the 2019 Dell Technologies Match Play. It really is, Carl. It's incredible to look at that list, and he mentions Dustin Johnson and Justin Rose and a couple other guys, and then you start going through, oh, well, what about Koepka? What about McIlroy? I mean, it's just on and on and on. It's so cool.
It's very cool in that it's match play, but it's not a major, but it's got the feel of one. I mean, you've got all the best elements. You've got guys grinding. Nobody wants to get embarrassed. Nobody wants to get Stephen.
You don't
want to
lose
Stephen
7 and
8.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You don't.
10 and 9, 9 and 8.
So they're out there grinding. So the best players in the world competing hard against each other in a format that we don't really get to see enough. Match play is a beautiful thing to watch. Now, there are some times where guys get blown out, but it's a great venue. It's an amazing field. I think the city's excited. I think if you love golf, this is probably one of the most anticipated events.
And the nines are so different.
They really are.
The front nine's different than the back nine. You're down by the water on the back, and it's cool way. You know, obviously at Austin Country Club, they flip them for the event.
Correct.
Normally, you go down by the water on the front nine, and the back nine's kind of the more back in the woods, hill country, you know, type feel.
That was a genius stroke. Yeah. It shows so great on television.
It really does.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Absolutely. No doubt. All right. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, PGA Tour, well, I guess I have to say former PGA, but I think it's like the president.
Lifetime.
Once you're a president, you're always the president.
That's
Once you're a PGA Tour member, you're always a PGA Tour
Can't
member.
Take it away.
PGA Tour member Joe Ogilvie will join us on the flip side. He's going to talk a few stories from behind the curtains and give us his feel on the 2019 Dell Match Play as we get set. This is the debut show of Playing Through. He's Carl Mickelson, and I'm Bob Ballew.
You're playing slow, so we're playing through. Hosted by Bob Ballew and Carl Mickelson.
Welcome back to Playing Through here on a Saturday morning, our debut show. He's Carl Mickelson, I'm Bob Ballew, and we are thrilled to welcome to the show, for the first time, PGA Tour professional, Joe Ogilvie. And Joe, we have a great question here on the Specs text line. As a spectator, what's proper etiquette or things definitely not to do, especially with Tiger here? And it made Carl think of the little kid in the Tiger suit. Do you have a Tiger suit you're going to wear out to the course this week? What's some of the etiquette, some of the things maybe we shouldn't do, maybe besides yelling in his backswing?
You know, I don't have a Tiger suit, but I would encourage you to have a Tiger suit and wear it out there.
It'll make him that tall.
It'll No, that, you know, with Tiger, it's going to be really interesting because you know, normally you have, I mean, you got the top, I think, 64 out of the top 66 players are playing next week. So you've got everybody in the field is amazing. And certainly the top 20 guys, everybody's going to know who they are. So normally in years past, the crowd has been pretty dispersed. I mean, you know, Jordan Spieth might have a few extra guys here and there, but I mean, next week, you're going to have probably half the spectators following Tiger. And it's going to be something no one, you know, the last 3 or 4 years, you haven't seen that. It's going to be a totally different environment next week. And it's going to be so much fun. And if you haven't watched Tiger play, Austin Country Club, the cool thing about it is there's not a whole lot of spectators, only, you know, 8,000 to 10,000. Normally, when you have Tiger Woods, you have 20 to 25,000 people out there in a tournament. So it's still going to be relatively small, but the way it's laid out, it's such a small venue that it's going to seem like there's, you know, 100,000 people out there. It's going to be really cool. Not only from a spectating standpoint, but on TV, it's going to look like there's not an empty space in the whole golf course. It's going to look awesome.
Joe Ogilvy is on the show with us. We appreciate you being here, Joe. Graduated from Duke University. I assume you were a little unnerved by last night's 4-point lead at the half against North Dakota State.
I'm in San Francisco, and it was a little difficult watching that first half. We didn't look pretty good, and then we turned it on. I wasn't as nervous as the Virginia Cavaliers alumni. As a Duke grad, I just love March. I mean, I love March, period, but it's fun. It always kind of, in terms of golf, it always kind of signaled the start of the year. Spring's coming out, the grass is popping, the leaves are starting to come out, and you've got the basketball, you've got the run up to the Masters, you've got everything good happens in March.
Joe turned pro in 1996, played through 2014. I assume, like most PGA Tour professionals do, we want you to take us behind the curtains a little bit here. Do you have a great Tiger story, a great Tiger encounter, or something that you can maybe shed some light on that we don't get to see, on TV?
Yeah, the first time I saw Tiger was, it was actually in San Francisco at the U.S. Junior AM. I think he was 14 or 13, I was 15 or 16, one or the other. I did not get to play with him, but the following year we played together, and we were in Colorado, and it was like the best 12 male players east of the Mississippi played the best 12 male players west of Mississippi, the senior golfers. And I'll never forget, on the ninth hole, we're playing a match play tournament, and I'm playing against him. And he hit this shot, it was like 270 yards, straight uphill, par five, and he hit an iron, and it was the most beautiful iron to this day that I've ever seen. And as soon as he hit it, it was different. It was different from anything I've ever seen. Both, and I used to go to the Memorial Tournament up in Columbus, and I just thought it, as a 15-year-old kid, I thought he might be the best amateur golfer in the world, and maybe the best. Now, you're naive when you're 16 or 17 years old, but I mean, he was just different. And then I remember when I first got on tour, played a practice round with him, the amount of people and just the droves. I mean, people looked at him, people looked at him as the next great thing, certainly. But I mean, a lot of people had pride. I mean, the African-American community that would come out that never saw a PGA Tour event that would come out, and they looked at him as like, if this guy's breaking down barriers, so not only do you see Tiger, he's got the billion-dollar smile, he's this gifted, amazing player, but he also had this X factor that no one else, has had, and quite frankly, no one else would probably have, just because he broke down so many barriers. And he was, he's still amazing to watch. I'm a big fan of his. And, he just brings an electricity to the golf course that, the golf's never seen before. And very few sports have.
Did you win that match in Colorado?
I lost. like most people when they play Tiger in match play.
Joe, you're close in age to Tiger. Do you think he's got another run? And if you had to guess, what does that run look like?
Yeah, I think he probably does. I mean, you saw it last year with the Tour Championship win. He does turn it on from a mental standpoint in majors, and he has. You saw it a little bit with the way McIlroy played against him in the Tour Championship. I mean, when Tiger started to play well and those fans get into it, just no one has seen that before. And, especially these young kids. I mean, all of these young kids, they played the first, three or four years of their career. They played where Tiger wasn't playing very well at all. And so they didn't see that energy and electricity in the crowd that my generation saw. So I think when he starts to play well, PGA Championship, you saw it. I mean, I think everyone not named Brooks Koepka probably would have folded him a little bit more down the stretch. Brooks is just an amazing, he just seems to have ice running through his veins. But I do think if Tiger gets involved in the Masters, in the U.S. Open, in the PGA Championship, I think he'll have a run. I think he wins another major. Whether he beats Jack and gets 18, I don't know. But I sure hope he starts to challenge it.
Joe, match play is different. You've played at the highest level. Talk about the mental difference from switching from stroke play to match play and the kind of players that excel in it and what it takes to be a good match play player.
Yeah, I think that I think especially at Austin Country Club, you have to play aggressive. And the course kind of lends itself. I was talking to some of the members. I'm like, you know, it's really interesting with the match play. You're seeing a lot of drivers, and you guys can drive four of the holes out there. Mm-hmm. But I think if it was a stroke play tournament, I don't think you'd see anybody hit a club with metal on it. I mean, you'd have all irons off the tee. The course is really short, so you don't need a driver. I remember I played a U.S. Open qualifier out there one time, and I don't think I hit a driver. I don't think I hit more than a 5-wood off the tee box, just because you're kind of playing. Not to screw up in stroke play, and you still have a lot of wedges. In match play, you can be aggressive. If you put a driver in the fairway, all of a sudden you force the guy next to you to hit a driver as well. And it's just it's also fun in the sense that if you do make a triple or quadruple bogey, you know, it's the slate's wide clean next tee box. You only lose one hole. So it's a fun place to play. There's definitely match play tactics. You can definitely put pressure on a guy when normally the guy's just playing the golf course. In match play, the guy's playing his opponent.
Former PGA Tour pro Joe Ogilvie on the show with us this morning. And Joe, appreciate you getting up bright and early out there in San Francisco. That's I did the math on that time change. That is really bright and early.
Ouch.
Well, yeah, it was my understanding there would be no math, but this is a great city.
Absolutely. What do you miss most about being on tour?
I think, you know, the guys in the locker room, the constant improvement. I mean, when you see guys, when you're playing with a Sergio Garcia or a Henrik Stenson or back when I played, you know, Jose Mariela Faubo, when you see guys do different things on the golf course with wedges or hit different shots, and then kind of see them and afterwards say, man, how'd you hit that shot? You know, what'd you do there? I remember playing with Jonathan Bird. He had this shot that was in this bunker and hit this wedge, I mean, literally straight up in the air, and it landed on the green, and it basically stopped in its own divot out of the bunker. I'd never seen that before. And then kind of working with him afterwards, saying, like, man, that was amazing. And one thing about the golf community is typically they want to help you. I mean, if they hit a shot and you're kind of like, wow, that was impressive, they kind of help you. And then I think that every week you go is kind of a it's a new experience, and you meet new people and you meet new volunteers. And I mean, we have some volunteers that were on the same hole for 15 straight years. So you get to know them a little bit, and you get to know individuals in town that, you know, I don't think I'll ever see again in my life. Certainly not as much as I used to. So I think you miss all of that. And certainly the competition was great. And just to get at the top level when you're a little boy and you're practicing all the time and you're dreaming of that, and to actually get there, that was fun.
Joe, looking back at your playing career, what was your breakthrough? 2004, but what led up to that? What in your game and your mental makeup led to you breaking through there in the mid-2000s and having the great run that you did?
Yeah, I think it was failing in 2002 so miserably, really. I mean, I went out, I think I played 18 or 19 events in 2002, and I think I swung. I think I made five cuts, and you know, finished north of 200 on the money list. And it was one of those things where it was a point in my career I either had to improve massively or it was going to be a short career, and I did. But I found two guys. Number one, Todd Wright, who was the strength coach at the University of Texas. At the time, he started working out with Tom Kite, and I had heard that. I talked to Tom about it and called Todd, and he goes, yeah, let's start it. And I remember our first workout, he looked at me and goes, you know, you're not strong enough to work out yet, so we need to boost your strength a little bit, and then we can start actually throwing around some weights. So we started, and, you know, over the next year and a half, I mean, I really got into pretty good shape. I got stronger. Everything was better. And then I started working with actually a local Austin pro, Bill Moretti, who's one of the best teachers, I think, in the country. And, you know, Bill is a kind of a throwback to Harvey Pinnock. He did not use and still does not use video. but he just he had a way that I really gravitated towards, and he improved me. Not only my, I always thought I was a great putter. He improved my putting, which I didn't think was a weak part, but he made my putting a real strength, and then he improved my driving. And, I think he just he handled me in a way that was really terrific, and he made me a lot better player.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit. Carl and I are going to give our picks in a little bit, but with the March Madness going on next weekend, next Saturday at this point, we'll have a Sweet 16 pared down to an Elite Eight, and then Sunday will be a Final Four and a champion. Give us your Final Four, and you can't include Duke because we're not talking basketball. Your Final Four for the Dell Match Play next weekend.
Well, I mean, look, as now a fan, it would be awesome to have the Final Four as, and I don't even know if this is possible because Jordan is now outside of the top 16, but to have Jordan Spieth, to have Tiger Woods, to have Mickelson, and a guy like, you know, either Koepka or Justin Thomas or Dustin Johnson, to have those four would be, believe me, that's what the PGA Tour wants. That's what I believe NBC is covering this one. That's what NBC wants. And from a fan, that would be awesome. But I think that those any of those guys would be awesome if they were in the Final Four. It's so difficult, you know, to get to the Final Four in this tournament. This is one of the most difficult tournaments to win because it's match play, and you have that pod system because anybody could get hot for a couple of days. So, but that would be awesome. I think you'll see McIlroy's playing great. Tommy Fleetwood's playing pretty well, and Francisco Molinari, I mean, I think he's always pretty dangerous because he doesn't seem to miss the fairway very often. And Austin Country Club and match play, when you're putting yourself in position over and over and over again, that's a key because it puts pressure on your opponent. So look to him to play well as well.
And your champion of the four you named, Tiger, Jordan, Phil, and Brooks?
Well, I mean, I think that...
it's a crapshoot. So I mean, anybody you pick is.
Out of those four, I think I got to pick Molinari.
I love
it. He's not in my top four, but I mean, I think that you know, it's one of those things. You're just you're throwing darts, but if those four happen to get there, I sort of like Tiger in match play.
I love it. How great would that be for his first trek to Austin? And for the Austin community that's going to go out and watch him all week, for him to win, it would just be phenomenal.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, it would be awesome. And I'm just excited for Austin. I mean, Tiger brings something. The match play coming to Austin was a huge thing for the golf community, and really a huge thing for the for all the charities that it supports. But it's to have Tiger there as well. I mean, it's a real treat. It's a real treat for the community.
Joe, thank you for joining us this morning, getting up early out in San Francisco. We look forward to a wonderful week out here at the Dell Match Play. I'm sure we'll see you out here and look forward to having you on the show a bunch. This is it's a real thrill for Carl and me to get to do this, but to have you on is real special for us as well.
Thanks very much.
Hey, guys, I'm excited you're doing it, and I can't wait to be on the program a lot.
Outstanding. Joe Ogilvie, former PGA Tour pro. Look forward to having many conversations with him as he kind of pulls the curtains back and gives us a look inside the PGA Tour that you and I probably wouldn't be able to get.
Not at all. But no, this is exciting. I think he's going to have some killer insight. I think it's going to be fun to just kind of pick his brain and get him comfortable and to reveal and kind of peeling back the onion of what it's like to be in the Tour.
Yeah.
You know their stories.
It's going to be a blast. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will give you our one tip for the day as you head out to the golf course. The one thing that you want to put in your head as you get ready to play golf today. It's Playing Through. He's Carl Mickelson. I'm Bob Ballew.
To rush would be a crime.
You're playing slow, so we're playing through. Hosted by Bob Ballew and Carl Mickelson.
Those words are hilarious. To rush would be a crime. As we talk all show about playing fast.
I've got a quick local story for you. Why the Sinatra and why Nice and Easy? I was playing with the great Kelly O'Donnell, a director of golf,
sure,
down at Wolf Dancer.
I was talking to him yesterday, absolutely.
Up in Central Texas. And we're about 12 holes in, and he puts his hand on my shoulder. He goes, Carl, I'm going to need to see less Metallica and more Sinatra out of that swing. I never forgot it, and I hope it sticks.
Man, yeah. That's going to be one of our tips of the day, then, uh-huh. For sure. That has to be a good one. All right, it is Playing Through. It's the debut show. He is Carl Mikkelsen. I'm Bob Ballew, and we are excited to start the show. We're also excited for the 2019 WGC Dell Technologies Match Play. Gets going on Monday with the practice rounds. The guys will be making their way around the course, getting a feel for it. Two newcomers this year, Henrik Stenson and, of course, Tiger Woods, will get their first feel of Austin Country Club. Dale Morgan joined us earlier to talk about the course. PGA Tour pro Joe Ogilvie just finished up with us as he told a great story about Tiger Woods hitting an iron in Colorado. I hope that was at the Broadmoor, which is just one of the most amazing places on earth.
Fantastic.
Carl, all right, before we go, I want to get your picks for next weekend, and we asked Joe for a Final Four, so I'm going to ask for your Final Four and maybe one person that is going to be a little unexpected for people to watch out for, to keep an eye on. I know Dale, when I talked to him a few weeks ago, said Ian Poulter was a guy that he wanted to keep an eye on this week just because he's such a good match play player.
He's vicious in match play, just vicious. I'm going to go with easy pick. You can't not pick DJ, Dustin Johnson, Rory. I mean, so if we're just playing favorites here and bandwagoning, now I'm going to throw one at you. I love this guy. Silent Assassin, Xander Schauffele.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Barely a pulse. Great. I love his demeanor. And I'm going to go John Rahm. He hits it a long way. Plays well here.
Your picks are way more exciting than mine. Who's your champion?
My champion, I think Rory's hot. And then when Rory's hot, he's dangerous.
All right. And who's your one person to watch?
One person to watch? This isn't a sizzle pick, but Louis Oosthuizen always plays well in match play.
Sure. Love it.
He comes up big.
My quick Louis Oosthuizen story. They were the first year Jordan played Louis in the Sweet 16, and they were walking up the fairway, and Jordan turned around and pointed, and there's this enormous house. I believe it's Richard Linklater's, but it's up on the hill. And Louis was asking him about it, and he was like, what is this? I don't know what's going on. And Jordan said, here's what it is. And he's telling him the story, and he's like three down on 13. I'm like, Jordan, get focused. No, they don't. They just talk. They just love it. That's what's great about golf. My Final Four, real quick before we go, Kevin Kisner, who played great here last year, Webb Simpson, Ben Ahn.
Look out.
And your champion, Tommy Fleetwood.
I like it.
Just a little random pick there. And then the person I'm most excited to see this week, I hope we get a good story out of him, Eddie Pepperell.
Oh,
he's gonna have a blast in Austin. First of all,
no question.
May see him down on Rainy Street, mm-hmm. and maybe just enjoy some time in Austin. All right, that's it for the debut show of Playing Through. Carl, your one tip before we go out on the course:
the only solution is more golf.
The only solution is more golf. I love it. Keep to your routine. Keep to your routine when you go out on the course today. If you have a routine over a putt, do it all 18 holes. If you have a routine over a shot, do it every shot you hit. That's the tip for the day. Carl Mikkelsen, this has been a blast. Let's have some fun.
Like
yeah, let's get it on the way out. You got to love the Beastie Boys. He's Carl Mikkelsen. I'm Bob Ballew. That is the debut show of Playing Through.
See you next week.